coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hey Kids Comics. We are going to take an aside tonight from the world of comics to our second love, that of pretzel making.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you realize that the pretzel was originated by monks in a monastery, and the idea was the shape of the pretzel was meant to represent a child praying?
It was. Cole,
and that's really what got us into pretzels in the first place.
Right, that and the fact that I always like to use the phrase, Cole, I'm going to lay you down in brine. But that's, Wow. Yeah. And to make pretzels.
I never made the connection.
To make pretzels. Pretzel brine.
Pretzel brine.
No, we are talking, of course, about action figures and toys. And
we are going to drive up to the city limits of and cross over into Toylandia.
Yeah, population 2 tonight. It's just Cole and I making the most asinine requests to Hasbro we possibly can for action figures that we want.
And the thing about it is, I have to point out at this stage that does it not seem possible in this era where characters we never imagined would get the toy treatment are getting the toy treatment, that almost nothing's out of bounds anymore?
You know, I think you're right. I mean, we should probably say up top that we have seen in the last year more obtuse, strange choices for action figures. and we couldn't be happier about it, right? Because I can look back at my collection and just see just the most bizarre collection, the most perfectly bizarre collection of action figures that I could ever want. But it's never going to be good enough for us. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's always going to be another mountain. There's always going to be another. Wait, no. Why am I even quoting that? Why did that even come to my head?
That's not good.
No, it is not. What is wrong with me? I think I have the prescription that will cure the fever that burns within me. More Marvel Legends.
Yes. Yeah. No. So let me ask you this at the top. Let's just give credit where credit is due. Like, of the last year, What are your favorite Marvel Legends that have come out that you never thought you would ever see in a million years?
Oh gosh. Wow. Where does one begin? I'd have to say, like, what's the time frame again?
Like, just in the last year. It's like the last time we did this, you know?
Wow, yes. There have been so many, but a really well thought out and presented Medusa from the Inhumans.
Oh, yes.
And the classic Namor that has just recently hit.
So good. It's perfect.
I mean, it does justice to the scale. And it's even got that very complex trident, not that phoned-in thing that Walgreens got saddled with.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. For me, it's
Otis calling. He wants his trident back.
Oh, well, it is his, so we'll cough it up. This, for me, it's this weird Spider-Verse line that they've released with you can now get a Captain Universe, full-on Captain Universe figure that I never thought we would ever
I have to say, that was one I don't have yet, but that was one that really impressed me, because I remember the premiere of Captain Universe in the pages of Micronauts.
Yeah, it's who would have thunk that we would have gotten a Captain Universe figure of
all things?
Now
that you have old Micronauts figures, you can actually have the Micronauts team up with Captain Universe after all these years.
And also, let's not forget, we've got a Swamp Thing Build-A-Figure Or a Man-Thing Build-A-Figure at our disposal now.
That's how did I not mention that first thing? Man-Thing has been on my want lists for ages. I absolutely love that character.
It's so great that we got so much out of this.
You know what's weird is the other day, just like out of the blue, there's been a lot of rain here lately, and there's a big thunder clap. And I actually got a little singed.
Because you were scared? Is that
why? I was holding it. Yeah, I was holding the figure, and I got a little singed on it. It actually has the inexplicable properties of Man-Thing.
Well, let's go ahead and start this thing. So the idea, why don't you explain the idea? Yeah,
let's preface this first by the fact that, holy God, in the words of Deadpool, sweet baby Jesus, Toy Fair just happened. The New York International Toy Fair.
Yeah, God.
And simultaneous was the dump of Marvel Legends figures we already talked about.
Right. Yes, so many.
And now they're all hit, all the ones we were dying, like, oh my God, like this time last year, we couldn't wait for the Lizard Wave and the Deathlock.
Oh my God. We were just talking about Paladin, the figure we never thought we would want. Yeah, like it looks amazing.
Oddly enough, we talked about Paladin yesterday, but before that, we talked about him even more on this very show.
Of course.
As an upcoming figure that is now hitting the stores.
It's so crazy.
They just dumped several waves, ruining the savings of a lot of fanboys, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, I thought we had it bad when it was the Netflix series, I think at the same time as the Spider-Man Homecoming series came out, where, you know, tough choices had to be made. And now there are four lines simultaneously being released, along with the Black Panther line that's already in stores.
I believe you're right. And what's really amazing, I have to, you know, I mentioned that, that Namor that Walgreens had.
Right.
It's almost like that was the last Marvel Legends Walgreens would ever have to apologize for.
Right.
Because now Hasbro is knocking it out of the freaking park for them every time.
Well, I saw a really funny post on Reddit or something that basically said, Since when is Walgreens the best toy store we could ask for?
Nice.
And they really are. They have exclusives all the time, night and day. We now have seen the Reed Richards and the imagery. The Reed Richards is showing up, and we've seen the imagery for the Thing, which rounds out the classic Fantastic Four line.
But they had to take it a step further.
Yeah.
A reportedly to be chromed Silver Surfer.
Yes.
That looks freaking amazing. And I'm betting they can get away with hitting the right price point, even though it's chromed, because apart from the surfboard, every component part of the Silver Surfer already exists.
Yeah, you don't have to work too hard.
They're just cobbling a bunch of crap together that they already had. We know it, and it's okay, guys. You're going to put chrome on it.
That's right. But yeah, so all of this exists. You know, the Deadpool line, the upcoming Spider-Man line, the X-Men line, the Avengers Infinity Wars line. All of those things are dropping or getting ready to drop as we're on this. And it shows no sign of letting up, because we've got the 10th anniversary Cinematic Universe line coming out, which I can finally get my Ben goddamn Kingsley action figure.
Well, I mean, in an era where you have your, what am I thinking of, Kurt goddamn Russell action figure.
I know, which is proudly displayed in my home.
Which, by its own admission, has a penis.
Yes, it has been explained that it has a penis.
Otherwise, it couldn't make more action figures.
Is that how they're made?
Apparently so. What do you think? Spontaneous generation?
I thought it was like cellular mitosis. I thought
what is this? What is this, 1612, sir?
I just thought they divided it until they divided enough to make a new action figure.
There was
just kept them together in a special containment unit until they... But no, so with all of that being said... Marvel and Hasbro have really knocked it out of the park with their Marvel Legends. We grouse and complain. We've done it for what, 3 years running now about what we want to see, and they have given us some of the things that we want to see, but it's never going to be good enough. God damn it, we're going to sit on our front porch.
Because they've just recently, there are a lot of Build-A-Figures out there coming.
Yeah,
I want the Lizard that waves out. Not necessarily most of the rest of the line. I want Sasquatch. Not necessarily most of the line. And damn it, if they're not going to continue to do that into next year.
Right.
With another line that features some amazing, amazing figures. Like, for a lot of people, I'm sure, is a thrill. The classic Elektra. I'm not sure what era Magneto. I've kind of lost track. A Dr. Octopus that I thought was going to be the Build-A-Figure. Cloak and freaking Dagger.
Oh, my God.
And I can't tell for sure, but they might even be a set.
They might be. They might be. But I doubt they'll do that. I doubt they'll do that.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the way they're presented. A Daredevil in his...
Black. Oh.
Yeah, it's like invisible pedestrian costume. And... The Build-A-Figure. Yet again, they're calling off and making a character that I want, like the Lizard, a damned Build-A-Figure. But I've made it happen before. I did it on the Marvel side. I've done it on the DC side a couple of times. That damn Validus. Sauron from the X-Men.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
In fact, my host on the Rancor Pit, Eddie was. We were talking about. He's like, "Oh no, that can't be the Build-A-Figure. Look at it. It would be. That has to be one of the regular ones." So we're thinking, Doc Ock, easily the Build-A-Figure.
Right.
Nope.
No. No.
Damn it! Though I have to admit that Doc Ock figure is pretty impressive. They're giving us the classic corpulent Doctor Octopus, almost up to the point of the tentacles, which kind of bring in a bit of the movie sensibility.
Yeah.
Instead of those little,
pincers, yeah.
Yeah, those little rip-off stuffed animal claw machine pincers. These are a little more formidable. But still, it's giving you the classic orange and green that the fashion guy from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was like, no, never orange and green. What is wrong with comics?
Only in comics.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've got that coming up. And the thing, at first I wasn't really thrilled with the way the rock formations. I'm just a Kirby kind of guy.
Sure.
But the more I look at it, the more I'm thinking, okay, I'm kind of liking this. I'm going to give him a pass on that.
Okay. Well, speaking of giving him a pass, we're not giving him a pass this year on what we want to see. So we've kind of come up with a few lists, a few suggestions for Hasbro. That's why Cole aptly named the title of this show what, Cole?
Hey, Hasbro!
That's right. We want their attention. Apparently we got it. I'm going to say we won, Cole. This is a victory for us that we got some of the figures we want. Let's see if we can get some in the next year that we want to see that we haven't.
Absolutely. As much as I would like to say that our efforts made a difference.
Oh, I'll say it. We made it happen.
All right. I mean, I recognize it's probably more a zeitgeist than anything else. But at the same time, yeah, you have us to thank for this. And in the future, you'll have us to thank for what's about to follow.
And also, this is Cole and I. We have a competition called who can put forward the least viable Marvel Legends figure that they would never make. And inevitably, they make something pretty close to that that flies off the shelves. So I think we might be better at this than we think we are. But why don't you go ahead and get us started? Why don't you softball it? Why don't you give us a softball?
Yeah. Well, what's a good softball is one that's been pretty much on my wish list forever, at least since the age of really good adult collector targeted action figures. It was on my old wish list from the United States of Geekdom forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, easily 6 or 7 years ago when I was putting together these justifications for why we need certain characters. And a lot of them did eventually get made into action figures in one scale or the other. This was back before I got into Legends. Damn it. And that is none other than the son of Fu Manchu himself, Shang-Chi, the master of Kung Fu.
Why can't we have this figure? You've given us so much. I don't understand why this is the one that is so difficult to make.
And by the way, hey Hasbro, hey Marvel, give us the classic red and yellow gi. I don't need a tatted up Shang-Chi with a muscle shirt. I want my classic Shang-Chi with the headband and maybe some interchangeable hands with different, like, you know, robot plumber flying monkey poses, or I don't know, kung fu.
What are you even? You've lost like, your mind.
No, they're like, you know, kung fu poses. Everything, you know, you can't just hold your hands up and say, you know, this is how I would pluck your eyeball out. There's a name for what every little stance.
Oh my God, you're just saying words. You're just combining so many words into other words. It's great. I love it. I couldn't agree more that it is a travesty that we have had two different versions of Power Man, three different versions of Iron Fist. We have all of, you know, we've had Daredevils for days. We've had Electors for weeks. But we can't get Shang-Chi, who is the master of Kung Fu.
Exactly. He is an ubiquitous character in the Marvel Universe who just sort of rose out of obscurity. And, you know, back when I was collecting, there were some dynamite stories. And unlike most of his compatriots who were borrowed from Sax Rohmer's Fu Manchu writings, Marvel owns Shang-Chi lock, stock, and barrel. So let's get him out there. Let me get that great, one of my all-time favorites. I mean, for God's sake, Marvel published 3 or 4 colossal $100 volumes that collect every single everything. There's a market out there for this character. People want them Shang-Chi.
Here's my thing, is we're not suggesting a character that in the 70s was eradicated from comics and no longer appears. You know, a month ago, he appeared in the new Incredible Hulk comic book. He still appears in the Avengers comic books. It's still viable. He is still a regularly occurring character that, for whatever reason, has been chosen to be ignored. And it really upsets me that he is, because this is a real one. Like,
oh, absolutely. But, I mean, Dazzler, I think, paves the way in her little disco ball roller skates. I think there's so many characters that have opened the door, and now it's time. And if we're getting Jackal, we need to have.
Oh my God! You're not kidding. You're not kidding there.
I mean, if in 2018 or 2019 Toy Fair, I see Vermin and I don't see Shang-Chi, I'm going to be very upset.
Don't we already have a Vermin? I was pretty sure we already had a Vermin.
I think there may have been way back in the early set.
No. I think there was one recently. I'm not kidding. I think there was one fairly recently, and we still don't have a Shang-Chi. It's very upsetting to me that we don't have that this is not a thing that exists. Now I have to look up to see if there was a Vermin Marvel Legends.
I've got you covered. You go ahead with whatever you want to talk about next, because I'm going to dig into this. Because I do believe that in the early Toy Biz days when they were fielding big box sets, that for longest was the only way they ever made Rogue.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Yeah, there was a Spider-Man villain box set with Scarecrow and Vermin and such like that, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so I've got one that I think is going to be good and commercially viable. It is a, it, it is a character that comes to us from the pages of the Mighty Thor and has existed across Marvel Comics in every iteration, and he's appeared in every single comic. He's a major villain, okay? A major villain that has never gotten the Marvel Legends treatment. And I speak of none other than Herbert Wyndham, the High Evolutionary.
Holy wow, that is a great choice, because that is a fun-looking character.
Right? He's got that armor and the weird head thing, the fin. He's purple, you know, magenta and silver, and you could package him with some weird what were they, the Animen? They weren't Animen. What were they called? The Knight, the New Men, the Knights of Wondagore. Yeah.
The Knights of Wondagore, yes indeed. You could have like a Bova Build-A-Figure if you want to have that comes with like infant Pietro and Wanda.
I mean, this guy has been a arch nemesis of the Fantastic Four, of the Avengers. He was a part of a giant crossover called the Evolutionary War that encompassed the X-Men, the Avengers, all of your cosmic characters. Ego, the Living Planet, was involved.
Oh, good night. Yeah.
And we don't have a Marvel Legends of this dude. And he's a cool, fun, I think it would fly off the shelves.
I think that's just such a cool-ass looking character, even, you know, beyond obvious.
Yeah, like, there's so many little nuances if it was done correctly, because he has, like, the armor, but the armor is representative of that tunic and that drop-down loincloth deal. Like, he's got so much going on that I just think it's a character that we are remiss not having a Marvel Legends for. That's my one. That's all I got for him. Like, he's amazing.
Oh,
like,
that's it. Okay.
The character's been around since 1966. And again, still appearing in comics to this day. And yet, we do not have him. And been a major arch nemesis for every single character in the Marvel Universe at some point. And we do not have a Marvel Legends for this guy. I don't understand it. It's beyond me to understand.
Well, that's a hell of a good and obscure choice, because I love the way that character looks.
Yeah.
I could so get behind the High Evolutionary.
Yeah, you and me both, man. So what's next on your list?
Well, I guess next up is one very recently at a convention, much to my surprise, the guy next to me had a bunch of Marvel Legends that were like $5 a piece.
Okay.
Including one that I actually was considering trying to track down, and at $5 I'm like, hell, you've made my day. And that was none other than Constrictor, because I already had Cottonmouth from a more recent Marvel Legends release, and we already know that coming up, once I guess everybody recovers from this massive dump, we have King Cobra. If it's not already out,
may
well be. I'm not on Facebook, so I can't tell where people are gloating about the figures I don't have. But and I got to thinking, you know, I need to grab Constrictor, because it's looking like we might be seeing some Serpent Society going on here.
You're real excited about the...
I want the Serpent Society, because here is your next lock-in figure.
Okay.
Sightwinder.
Is he the snake? Snakey McSnakersons?
He's the one who looks like he looks like he's Thing, the love child of Thing and Alicia Masters. He's got the craggy face and the beetling brow and all that, and he's got this giant collar on his big ass cape.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
And but here's the hook: Sidewinder comes with the serpent crown.
Oh, no.
And one of the component parts of Death Adder, Snakey McSnakers.
Oh, himself. The tail? You want the tail.
I want the tail body, the snake centaur guy with the big old – he's got like the big-ass tiger shark fin going on. This guy's the whole package. That is an ultimate build-a-figure right there. And that puts you up to 5 members of the Serpent Society.
That's fantastic.
And probably a little more marketable than something I may have brought up on the show, which was a build-a-figure of Princess Python's giant-ass snake. Not as likely to happen.
So I want to jump down a rabbit hole here. We often speak, and he was going to come up eventually.
We have to speak. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a podcast. Why is there $20 in your pocket? Because someone also shit my pants.
It's all comedy.
That's what it is. I've been watching a lot of comics and comedians and cars driving coffee. So we talk about, if you've ever listened to one of these, Cole and I have developed the most viable Marvel Legend Build-A-Figure of all time. And we're not kidding. Like, I believe this is, if Cole and I give anything to the world with Hey Kids Comics, it is this.
This is our major contribution.
This should, if there was a Nobel Prize for ideas for action figures, we would have already won it with the idea for a Stiltman Build-A-Figure. Would you care to elaborate on our Stiltman Build-A-Figure, Cole?
Well, the Stiltman Build-A-Figure, I think, had its origins in conceptualizing a Build-A-Figure for the 3 3/4-inch line.
Yeah, I think so.
But it translates beautifully. In fact, perhaps
better,
more beautifully, like tear in your eye beautifully, into the Marvel Legends scale, because it gives you the opportunity to create, if one were so inclined, the single tallest Marvel Legends figure ever. To the point of, you know, zoning stepping in. And by this, I mean that we could have a Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure where you have your base Stiltman figure.
Yeah, easy to make, right?
Easy to make. We talked about, when we were kicking this around just last night, as a matter of fact, we were talking about maybe not, you know, saving some dough by not having any articulation at the knees or the ankles, or just hip articulation, maybe at the ankles, just so you could pivot and stand better as you build the stilt. But it occurred to me that, you know, from the ankles up to the knee, at the very least, your stilt extension is a uniform circumference.
Right.
Or is it diameter? I can't remember. Anyway, it's like stalactites and stalagmites. Who can keep up? So that lends itself beautifully. Let the figure have full articulation, and your stilt extensions begin just below the knee to just above the ankle.
Okay.
Stiltsy himself might come with a couple of stilt extensions, just so the figure is fun right out of the box. But wait, there's more. Let's say you buy, I don't know, the Shang-Chi figure, damn it, Hasbro. Shang-Chi comes with, at the most, if you want to accessorize him, give him a couple of different interchangeable hand poses as previously imagined, and if you got to give him something, give him some nunchucks. But for the most part, Shang-Chi himself would say weapons are for the weak. But you could give him another set of leg extensions. Those leg extensions are an identical Build-A-Figure piece to those that came with the figure itself. Then the other figures in the line all come with the exact same 2 leg extensions as their Build-A-Figure piece, to the point where you are adding about a good 3 feet of height. Can you imagine a 4 or 5 foot tall Marvel Legends figure, one that you could put on the floor and have him, you know, kind of standing at a jaunty angle with his elbow on the shelf, on a high shelf where you're displaying your other Marvel Legends, just to make an ass of himself. But you're right. It gets better.
Yes, and it gets better because how many of us collectors have passed up on a figure that maybe we were, you know, on the fence about, until it went either A, super cheap, or B, we just didn't buy them in general, leaving peg warmers on the shelves of a Walmart or a Target until the next line came out so that they didn't restock their shelves. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You have a built-in ROI because you can use those figures to build your Stiltman taller. So all of a sudden, these $5, these $7 figures have value that maybe they didn't before.
But wait, there's more. What about people like me who don't want to collect every figure in the line? And, you know, in some cases, like Lizard and Sasquatch and Sauron, I want the Build-A-Figure. But in some cases, like Hulkbuster Iron Man or...
It's a good figure, dude. It weighs about 35 pounds.
Yeah, I know. It's a gorgeous figure, but it just wasn't one that I had to have. But, or let's say the one that's out right now, Apocalypse.
Right.
I don't care, but I might want a figure in the Apocalypse line. I can't remember. What about guys like that who wind up with what I have like right now, which is a crap ton of Build-A-Figure pieces that I'm hoping to parlay into the pieces of the figures that I do want?
Right.
What about, like, you know, I've got a pair of arms from what's-her-name from the Black Panther line because I've pretty much exhausted my Black Panther purchases. That's it. I'm done. And now I've got these arms that go in the big tall box full of accessory pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to your local convention or you go to an aftermarket toy store or you go online into the collector's clubs on Facebook. And, hey, I wanted the Shang-Chi figure. Did I mention the Shang-Chi figure? And I don't need these two pieces of tubing. Instant, the quickest sold Build-A-Figure pieces to the point where there's going to be a fierce competition to see who can make the 19-foot tall
Right. Right.
But you have to have, like, guy wires hanging off of him just to hold him up. But by God, he's taller than you are.
Now, the question is, what does the line look like for your Stiltman Build-A-Figure? And we've been kicking it around, and I think I have at least a part of the answer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I said I was stone cold last night. I think I finally built out what that's going to look like. And back in Amazing Spider-Man 266, there was a comic called Jump for My Love or Spring is in the Air. And I remember this because I have the book. The book features a team of wannabe Spider-Man sidekicks consisting of Eugene Petalio, Ollie Osnick, and Mortimer Tony B, colloquially known as the Misfits, separately known as Frogman, Steel Spider, and the Toad. These were all fairly portly Oliver to Spider-Man's Laurel style characters. We're not talking about creepy new Toad. We're talking about classic Toad with the frock around the neck and the odd Renaissance costume.
The Ren Faire Toad with a crenulated collar.
And while Toy Biz does indeed have an old Toad, old style Toad figure, I think it's time for a refresh.
Absolutely, because that one was, they had such a heavy wash on it that it looked like it was dirty right out of the package.
Where Steel Spider is another one that's in the same vein, where he's developed a forearm Dr. Octopus harness, but wears it as his spider legs in a Spider-Man costume. And then Frogman.
Oh, so he was that Doc Ock emulator from a bygone era.
Yeah, and then Frogman basically just is a guy that dresses up as a frog. He is the son of Leapfrog, who manages to get his dad's suit, or at least a variation therein, who can just jump a lot. So these three figures.
Wait, it's kind of like the rabbit in Monty Python, the Holy Grail. He can leap a bit.
It is. So these three attempted to get themselves into the good graces of Spider-Man and become the sidekicks. They all fought over who was going to be the sidekick, and it ended up they all went off and made a short-lived one-issue superhero team called the Misfits. But I think three of the five Build-A-Figure character, you know, Stiltman would be one, because we talked about Stiltman alone being its own character and just the Stilt pieces. So we would have Stiltman, Frogman, Steel Spider, and a classic version of the Toad. I still need a fifth, and I don't know who that would be yet.
Yes, within the Spider-Man theme.
Maybe. Go ahead.
Maybe Vermin could finally find his place.
But I was thinking, because Stiltman also...
Oh.
He was one of those New York specials. Well, who's that?
Plant Man.
Oh, shit, Cole. That's a good one.
With his weird, like, you know, 70s Warren Beatty blow dryer.
Yes.
Gun.
Yes. That's good. That's good. I'm all for that. Yes, that's good. That was your five right there. Done and done.
Because Plant Man's, you got the value added because he has his little cape, and he's got the, you know, the little wings coming off the eye portion of his mask. And...
Mm-hmm. All right, so who's your next one?
Next up, you know, sometimes in a build-a-figure line, you've got a piece like a torso that's huge. And that's usually the, you know, your, what's her name, Misty Knights. Or your, you know, you get certain characters who get the big-ass portion.
Right.
Because they're not necessarily the most exciting to most collectors. But I want to see the classic. And I want, please, for the love of God, you've done well so far. Don't screw this up. I want to see a wave with the classic Karnak and the classic Crystal.
Yes.
And... the classic Gorgon.
Yes, 120%.
A.K.A. Hoofy McStopperson.
Oh, old Hoofy.
Old Hoofy. We will, by necessity, have to have some sort of... Probably, how about just a, you know... Oh, who's it that makes the action figure stands, you know? And then they have some that are like Sonic Booms or...
Oh, Bandai, yeah.
Yeah. Where it's, you know, a base that looks like rippled, you know... broken up earth that's been stomped into the middle of with his earthquake feet. I'll even give you a conceit. Let's give Hoofy his due and make him the build-a-figure.
That's good.
That way he can have a little more heft than the average figure. You can justify the necessity of a base to plug his hooves into.
Have we gotten, and I know this is off topic and I'm drawing attention, but you were just talking about making him the build-a-figure, and I was just thinking about other characters that would fall into the Fantastic Four, you know, Inhumans realm. Have we ever gotten a wizard?
Oh, the Wingless Wizard.
Yeah.
But you know who would make a great build-a-figure in that mix? One certain Uatu the Watcher.
Oh, that's good. That's good. He'd have to be
even
big.
The Rigelian Recorder could be a... could be a character in that line.
I want... Here's
the Rigelian Recorder has been, or Recorders, have been pretty much everywhere in the Marvel Universe.
I've got a super ballsy idea. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
All right, so how many figures are we getting right now per year?
Oh, dear Lord.
Just ballpark. It doesn't have to be a good number. What,
25 minimum?
Five lines, let's say, per year. Let's see. I think it's closer to 30.
Might well be. Plus, you're now starting to get like the Marvel Riders is now a thing.
Well, so I have an idea. And this is super ballsy. Okay? Marvel, Hasbro would have to really, you know, be the Kenny Powers eastbound and down of toy companies if they were going to pull this off. What about one piece of a build-a-figure in every single figure you make for a year? So as not even as part of the whatever build-a-figure line you're putting out, right? So let's say you have Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, they've got two Stiltman legs, and then this piece just built in, maybe behind the packaging somewhere, whatever. And what that piece is the part of a 48-inch Celestial.
Oh, good Lord.
That you have to collect 30 figures to build that MF-er that stands, like, 4 feet tall.
You know what could happen? We are now, those of us who walk in two worlds, being comics and Star Wars.
Yes.
Know that a golden age could well be upon us.
Oh, I hope so.
with none other than the fact that Hasbro carries both the Marvel and the Star Wars licenses, and has, at this very moment, they are very close to 40% away from the goal of something I loathe that keeps being classified as crowdsourcing, because it's not.
Right.
It is more proof of concept.
Lego's been doing it for years.
And that is the opportunity to direct the production of something that would never have happened otherwise under the banner of HasLab. And HasLab's first offering at $500 is a nearly 4 foot long, 3¾-inch scaled Jabba sail barge. The vehicle from the Star Wars universe that Hasbro swore blind would never be made.
Yep.
And the idea is, if you're willing to put up that $500 right now, if the requisite number of people fork over that $500, Hasbro will push the button and go into production on, and this isn't like, you know, a mail-away figure that's going to come in a white box. It's going to have vintage-style packaging.
Right.
With fully realized photography on all panels, as if this was going to be sold in stores. The Jabba sail barge opens the door for things like, oh, I don't know, Marvel Legends Devil Dinosaur?
Yes.
Marvel Legends Epic Scale Galactus? I see a time where we could, where we're going to bypass retail. Not at full. There's been a lot of people who saw, they're like, oh, there, this is the death knell of the status quo or the normal way of product. No, it's not. This is the avenue of things that were never even on the table.
Right.
Why are we not seeing this before now? Its time has come, and I'm personally thrilled. If I had that kind of money, I would be buying the damn thing. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. But the nice thing about this is, unlike crowdsourcing, where chances are the folks behind the crowdsourcing don't have a dime to their name.
Right.
Hasbro isn't trying to collect a lot of money on a pipe dream. If the requisite number of people don't sign up by the deadline, nobody loses a penny except Hasbro for making a damn prototype.
Yep.
But that's the nature of the beast of the business they're in anyway. But retail would never have signed off on this. You were never going to get the sail barge, because who wants 4 feet of real estate taken up? I mean, the last time that happened was called the USS Flag, and nobody knew where, you know, Toys R Us is the only place that ever bothered carrying them, except maybe Sears catalog.
Yeah.
So, you know, the door is open for, like, a big-ass Avengers Quinjet that'll seat two Marvel Legends side by side, plus two or three more in the back. The, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. I couldn't agree more.
Upscale Surtur.
Now, are you, God, epic scale searcher, are you ready to have a Key and Peele moment with me? Are you ready to have a Liam Neeson's moment with me?
Oh, I'm ready.
Marvel Legends, get off your ass and make us some damn Star Jammers.
Oh, my God.
Go back to your roots, to the
original Toy Biz era.
And make
before
us some
there was a Marvel Legends.
Solid, really well-made Star Jammers.
Why? I mean, really, to kick things off, give us Corsair.
Yes! Yes!
Come on, it's Havoc and Cyclops' dad. Let's go.
And there's no cooler figure than Corsair. There's no cooler figure than Corsair. Like, the figure is the character is like we were just talking about with High Evolutionary. It catches the eye. It's a space pirate, for God's sakes. You could just call it a space pirate and people would buy it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you who's coming in that line with Corsair.
Yeah, bring it. Tell me what's up.
Scenario.
Tell me what's up.
Moondragon.
Yes.
Jack of Hearts.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Talk about something with curb appeal. That is one of the most complex costumes in Spider-Man's. And from the standpoint of color as well as complexity, far more complex.
I will see your jack of hearts. And I will raise you. Since we are talking about cosmic heroes, right?
Yeah.
I will raise you one Star Fox.
Oh, damn it. There's some precedent there.
Oh, Star Fox.
Star Fox.
God, it's such a good... It would be such a cool character with his little flippy hair in his 70s outfit. Like, come on, guys. Come on, what is happening right now? Why don't we have a Corsair, a nice big Chod Build-A-Figure?
Oh, Chod is the Build-A-Figure, and then you round out the line with Hepzibah.
Which one's Hepzibah? Is that the...
She's like Corsair's girlfriend, the skunk chick.
Yeah,
She's named after the skunk from Pogo, as a matter of fact.
We need that. We also need What's-His-Nuts. That's his name in the comics.
What's-His-Nuts, Raza?
Yes, Raza, the weird...
The traditional comic cyborg who's like literally half and half.
Yes, yes, yeah. But the other half's a weird pirate elf. Yeah, I want him.
Yeah, he's like a Pirates of Dark Water meets Terminator.
Thank you, my God. But noise you talk. That's a deep ass cut, is what that is. That is the deepest cut. That is.
I've never even heard of Pirates of Dark Water.
You've never heard of Pirates of Dark Water?
No, I thought I was just making sense.
Oh, I religiously watch Pirates of Dark Water, you asshole.
Okay, let me tell you about somebody, a little somebody I want to see in a big way, especially. I don't know, make it a Walgreens exclusive if you have to, because they apparently like the Chrome.
Uh-oh.
I want to see a certain Avenger who's never been given her due.
Yeah, Dr. Druid. Oh, no? Okay, go ahead.
A little balding, bearded lady, Dr. Druid.
old Dr. Potato Sack? Old Burlap Jones? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. No, Jocasta.
Oh, mother. That's a good one.
I want me a classic Jocasta.
That's a good one.
Freaking way.
That's really, really good. That's almost as good as when you said Moondragon, and I thought that's probably the perfect Marvel Legends figure that they could release right now would be Moondragon. Like, that's crazy good. Like, we've got an Adam Warlock figure. We still need, you know what, motherfucker, we need a Pip the Troll. We still don't have a Pip the Troll. Yeah. I guarantee you he shows up in one of these stupid movies.
You want a
movies.
Really deep cut?
Sure.
Good God.
Yep. Yep, we need a wood god. We need a wood god for sure. We need a wood god. No questions. We've got an original Gamora. We got a Starlin. We got a Starlin style Gamora. So yeah, let's do it. Let's do it up for real.
Give us Krang.
Oh God.
From Atlantis with his little water spaceman helmet. His land roving fish bowl.
I mean, I've got a list here, and we are running kind of short on time, so I'm just going
to... There is not enough time to ever do this justice.
You always talk about, every single time we do this, you always bring up this particular group of superheroes that deserves their own Marvel Legends line, and we still haven't seen them yet, and that would be Power Pack.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
With the Build-A-Figure Seahorsey McJones.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Good Lord, how did I forget those crazy kids?
Now, I told you I was going to give you the least marketable Marvel Legends figures that I possibly could. That would be just
less
for me.
Less marketable than Squirrel Girl.
Much less. They would just be for me. Okay, so Sal Buscema and Roy Thomas developed a team of supervillains back in Avengers 72. This was in 1970. I didn't pick them up on the original launch, but about 10 years later I did. I speak of none other than Taurus, Aquarius, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Pisces, Sagittarius, Scorpio, and Virgo. otherwise known as the criminal organization Zodiac.
Oh, my God. And I thought, you know, 3D Man or Manticore might be difficult to get out in front of people.
Zodiac. I want 2019 to be the year of Zodiac. I want every line to have one Zodiac figure. Original.
Forever.
None of this newfangled-y shit. I want the original Zodiac ram horns and giant lion masks and bullmen and crabmen.
Okay, and how about Count Nefaria?
Oh, shit. That's good. That's really, really good. That's good. I like that. How about, since we're so keen on the 80s right now and the 90s, bringing back that style of figure with your Cable and your Deadpool and all of that, how's about some Morlocks? Original style Morlocks. Beak and Arnie.
Is Beak that Archaeopteryx critter?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
And Arnie and an original, what's her name? Callisto?
Or how about Ape?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a market here. What else you got? Keep them coming, hot and fast.
Oh, yeah. I've got it going here. Crap. Who did I have in mind? So many were popping through my skull there. I couldn't quite keep up with them all. Oh, God. That Count Nefaria kind of.
That was a good one. That was a damn good one. Gravitron. I'm just going off the top of my head now. I didn't have a note for that.
Mephisto.
Oh.
A striking beastie there.
Heck yeah. Well, do we have. What about a Mephisto Nightmare?
I actually said, was it Cat's Paw? Was that the one with the field with the tall hair?
Yes. Damn it. And what's funny is I have listed the Mutant Liberation Front on my list, which was like Forearms and...
Oh, God. You know, and Forearm actually got a figure back in the day.
You got that old little figure, right? The
5-inch or 4.5-inch scale. I believe I was trying to conjure up my list that unfortunately I sent to you, but not to myself. We've already got a She-Hulk. Give a She-Hulk in the Fantastic Four outfit.
Yes, yes, perfect.
And now that we're doing better over Hasbro way with the Marvel Legends scale figures that are girls.
Right.
Let's have a redo on Tigra.
I think so. I think
she deserves a much better rendition.
Do you know who deserves a figure? Absolutely deserves a figure. Is Miss Thing.
Oh, wow. Miss Thing. You know, and I never made that connection.
Until now, yeah.
So just hearing it said out loud, I never made the connection.
I've got on my list Nomad, and I'm not talking about Captain, I'm talking about Jack Monroe Nomad. Do you remember Jack Monroe's Nomad with the half cape and the two little throwing discs? Yeah, that's the Nomad I want. You released every possible iteration of a Captain America character that you could possibly ever have. Let's get a Jack Monroe Nomad out there.
Okay, every now and again, you know, we used to be the scale of the Build-A-Figure was colossal.
Right.
And then you got this digression down to, like, Arnim Zola, down to Puck, and down to the biggest travesty of all, Hitmonkey. Where they're getting tinier. And now occasionally you're willing to accept your Mantis or your... I don't know the character's name, of course, from Black Panther.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're willing to accept a smaller average figure size. So how about a New Mutants line? Where your Build-A-Figure is the wolf form of Wolvesbane.
I'm down.
So you can have her in her black and yellows with her little... you know, bob hair going on, and she comes with a piece of the wolf form of herself. Because one of the biggest problems with characters that have a physical change is you're either all in or you never see them.
Right.
It's rare, you know, nobody wants to market a Johnny Human Torch that isn't at least partly flamed on.
That's true.
And that's but it's also unfortunate. But you know, give us the powered down Wolvesbane as part of a greater. We can have Wolvesbane Mirage.
Yeah.
Because she looks pretty cool, and you can throw in her like her weird bow thing that came out of nowhere. And Cannonball.
Sunspot, yeah.
With a lower body blasting thing.
CB blasted.
Yeah.
Sandy blasted.
Yeah. Good thing I'm pretty much invulnerable when I'm blasting. In fact, back when we were doing, Steve and I were doing the Atrocious Universe, I came up with Mistletoe, who wasn't pretty much invulnerable when he was blasting.
That's funny.
And only his feet would turn into rockets, not his whole lower body. Like Sunspot, you could do like how they did Nebula. No, not Nebula. What was it in that A-Force?
Now I can't remember. But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Same sort of idea where you could like put something inside the plastic. So you have a semi-translucent black, but maybe like some, you know, golden glittery shit or something inside to kind of look like there's some depth or something going on inside as well.
I like it.
You know, that I would love to see that, and I would be willing to, I think that would be a neat way to do those characters and bring them forward in a way that we haven't seen before and do them justice. Because the New Mutants, the original New Mutants, and do them, I would even be willing to say, put them in what became known as their graduation costumes.
Right.
Because there was a great issue where I think it was Paul Smith did the art brilliantly, where they got their graduation costumes. I think the original Cannonball action figure from Toy Biz was in that. They deeply softened the purple even further than it was. But he had like that purple kind of jacket period Avengers puffy costume going on with the goggles.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'd love to see him in the classic X-Men outfits that they wore for most of the run. I think that would be just a whole hell of a lot of fun.
All right, so I'm leaving this up to you, Cole. I've got two left that I want to talk about. One is single figure. One is the we always talk about how we bitch about San Diego and how we can't get there. So I have come up with a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive for Hasbro to release as a Marvel Legends. So which would you like to hear about?
I've actually got a San Diego Comic-Con Legends pack of my own.
All right, let's hear yours first. I want to hear yours first.
Okay. You've already got your Build-A-Figure Sasquatch.
You do.
Cast it in white. And then package it with Snowbird.
Oh, man.
A white owl. A snowy owl. A wolverine. And a wolf. You could reuse the Wolvesbane wolf, all in white, as a colossal Snowbird box set.
That's fantastic.
Because Snowbird's like the mutant mystical Count Dracula type, you know, can change into all kinds of shapes and forms.
Yeah, yeah, no, she's got all the mystical powers of Canada. So
yeah. So yeah, whatever the indigenous wildlife is,
that's really good. Know,
just go all in. Give her a willow ptarmigan or something like that. Give her a snowshoe rabbit.
That's really good. That's really good.
I don't guess there's too many reptiles up there to speak of. So
that's good, man. Mine's going to take a little more work, okay? But do you remember 1985? Pretty good year for comics.
Yeah.
Things were a little crazy. Do you happen to remember Captain America 319? If you don't, it's okay.
I can't say that it...
Do you remember the name of this San Diego Comic-Con exclusive is the Bar With No Name box set?
I'm beginning to formulate something here.
Well, you should, because just 2 years ago, we did an entire PowerPoint presentation at Olcon on this. I want to do a Bar With No Name box set representing four And first of all, with a comic accurate Scourge of the Underworld character, and then four of the villains that he killed in Captain America 319, where he walked into the Bar with No Name, which is a supervillain, D-list supervillain hangout, and just mowed the place to the ground. Possibly, I'm going to throw out some names, Cole. Turner D. Century.
This would be our only opportunity, much like Purple Man. In fact, they could recycle a lot of Purple Man, just give him a straw hat accessory.
Right. Birdman. Do you remember Birdman?
You know, damn it, Birdman was the first thing that popped in my head. Do I know Birdman?
Jaguar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and maybe the Grappler. Do you remember the Grappler?
I think I remember the Grappler.
You do remember the Grappler? And I think that would be...
Who was that one that had the... He just had like a blowtorch. I think it was just called Blowtorch or Blowtorch Pete or something like that.
No. It was
Blowtorch McBurney or something.
You're thinking of Firebrand, I think.
There was somebody when we did that, was we did a tribute to all those that we lost to the Scourge of the Underworld. And there was one guy just like walking around with those old timey kettle blowtorches.
Well, here's the thing is, He went on a killing spree, right? That lasted a really long time. But this is the ones from the one book where he walked into that bar and just murdered everyone.
And I think as a fun little accessory, there should be just a little cloth T-shirt that says Muscle Beach. Oh. Because the true fan will get that.
Yes. All right, so that's mine. We both of those are brilliant, by the way. Completely opposite directions.
Exactly.
So
I really see that as being an incredibly viable exclusive that would go. People would go nuts for that. And one more Build-A-Figure that I would love to see is a character from more recent incarnations of stuff. I love not only the costume, but I think the name was absolutely brilliant. I'm surprised we didn't have it before now. Stature.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. Stature is a good character. Absolutely.
So that's about where I'm going to have to leave it, because otherwise I'm going to be casting about in some really weird straws.
All right. Well, I got one more.
Oh, actually, I stand correct. I didn't have one more that had occurred to me earlier. Gargoyle.
Nice. So, God, no, I actually have two more. I'm sorry, Cole. One is, so they're killing it with face sculpts right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the figures, and I'm not talking about the movie-accurate ones. I'm just talking about in general. Like, if you look at some of the face sculpts that are out now, even on your general characters that don't have a movie or TV show reference to make, they are absolutely gorgeous. They have stepped up their game. And I think it's time, Cole. It is time for Hasbro, in the next Spider-Man line, to finally give us a Hasbro 2018 quality J. Jonah Jameson figure.
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed.
Like, not based on... I love J.K. Simmons. I do, but not based on the comic book. With the suit and the vest and the mustache and the hair, I think it's time. I really think it's time.
I couldn't agree more. And in that, you invoked another character, another line, another Build-A-Figure that needs to happen.
Yeah, I know where you're going, and I want to hear it.
And this is, and I don't know why, because actually, you may not know, because there's really no connection. Vanguard. Dark Star.
Oh.
Crimson Dynamo.
Oh. No, I don't know, but I don't know where it came from.
The Ursa Major Build-A-Figure.
That's fantastic. That is such a good idea.
We need the Soviet super soldiers.
That's fantastic.
To round out the line, Shirtless Putin.
Shirtless Putin. I have one last one, and I swear it's my last one, but I saved this one for last because I think it's actually commercially viable. I think, much like Master of Kung Fu, You put it on the shelves, you put it in a blister pack, you release it, and it sells.
Yeah.
And I think that's none other than Silver Sable.
Aha!
I think that Silver Sable, kind of the reverse Black Widow, I think that figure in a package, in all white and silver, you know, with a good level of accessories and armament, I think that leaves shelves. I think that absolutely leaves shelves.
I'm with you there. And okay, what was that comic where everybody was from different dimensions and they had morph and
all the Exiles, right?
Exiles, yeah. And there was like some kind of like Lady Nightcrawler.
Yes, yes. Nightcrawler's niece or something.
Crawl Nighter or something like that?
Yes, I just actually read some Exiles.
I don't think Crawl Nighter was her name. I think I may have just made that up.
All Nighter. Crawl Nighter.
All Nighter. That would be a great superhero.
It would be. It would
be. All Nighter is like the Insomniac hero.
That's a great idea. I love it. Jesus. No, I'm trying to look up the name now because it's really going to bother me if I don't find it.
I was racing to get to the point where I could...
Nocturne. Out. Nocturne.
Hey, Nocturne, yes. We need Nocturne.
For I agree. All right. Let's put a pin. We got to stop. We got to stop this because now I want a morph. I want a good morph figure. I want a good mimic figure.
Oh, and mimic was on my list, too, from the early days of the X-Men. And by God, we need the Super Skrull.
Oh, well, it needs to be a Walgreens exclusive. But yes, now that they've put out, officially are going to be putting out every member of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
It's time for the Super Skrull to make an appearance. For sure. Time for the Super Skrull to make an appearance. So, all right, we got
to
stop.
It's time for us to make a disappearance.
We got to stop. Yeah, so we got to stop. So, Hasbro, if you're listening, steal our ideas, please. We don't care. Yeah. We just want them made. That's all.
And if you can get away with it, even if you have to make it exclusive because it's so horrendously expensive, Marvel's Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian.
Goddamn. Yes. Yes.
As he appeared in the Marvel comics in all of his resplendent glory.
So good. So good. All right. All right, so Cole, why don't you plug us up? I know we got some stuff to talk about before we get out of here and let people go.
One thing, I mean, of course, we're coming to you through the Jedi Cole, universe at JediCole.com. You can, if you, God forbid, can't get enough of me talking about stuff, check me out over on DallasOnAir.com on the first and third Sundays of every month. The Rant Core Pit Live with me and Eddie Medina, and on the third Sundays of every month, an hour beforehand, Ranker Pit Live from 10:30 to 11:30 on the third Sundays of the month from 9:30 to 10:30, Isle of Toys. Isle 8 is coming up soon. And of course, if you're, I don't know, coming up in March,
you got nothing to do.
Yeah. And you're, you know, about midway through March there. And you happen to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and, you know, you like to have a little fun and play around and do some cool stuff, like go to panels and workshops and see costume contests and game shows.
Game shows, lots of game shows, yeah.
I've got some skin in that game. March 15th through the 18th in Addison at their brand-new home, the Intercontinental Hotel. On Dallas Parkway, AllCon 2018, 14th year of AllCon.
Insane.
I mean, to this day, I still can see people mounting the Grand Escalier at the Sterling Hotel at AllCon 2005. And what this show has grown into. I can still remember the cramped little room where the very first game show at AllCon 13 years ago was held. And Geek Match Game launched what's now a major department and a major track. 30-some-odd game shows this year, produced by myself and an amazing team for Games in Theory. More stuff, over 400 things going on over 4 days. March 15th, that Thursday, is a free admission tryout. It's $60 for 4 days. You pay that for one at shows that don't offer you but maybe six things to do during the course of a day, not 75.
Right.
There is so much going on, you have to pick and choose between any given hour. And if you're just exhausted, go in the arts and crafts room and make some goodies that you can take home with you. Go sit in on some panels. Sample the food in the con suite, as they tell you in the Voltan video. And as far as I know, I will be hosting the opening ceremonies. I'm not a – nobody said anything yet, but this year's been a little crazy. And just check out all of the panels, the costumes, the workshops, the fun, all of the amazing stuff that will be going on throughout the course of that weekend, if you can make it out. And we might be seeing some familiar faces or meeting some of your favorite Jedi Cole personalities.
That's right. You very well might. You very well might.
And this could be your big chance. If you haven't before, you might get to finally meet People Hands himself, Bobby Blakey.
Oh, Bobby Blakey. Old Bobby. Old People Hands McGee over here. Damn it. Damn it. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here and play with our toys.
Right. Yeah, if you're – draw me a line if you want to at jcumail@yahoo.com and put build a figure in the – subject line. I've got a bunch of Build-A-Figure pieces from the past that I'm really keen. If you don't want that lizard tail, all you wanted was Gwynpool. Maybe we can make a trade. Maybe I might have the piece you need for something else. I got some Abomination parts. I got some Juggernaut parts. I got some Party McPartial parts. I got a lot of stuff here, so I'm kind of keen to get a lizard put together and a Sasquatch put together, and right now I've just got a bunch of extra parts.
There you go, just a bunch of just the Reanimator, just like an H.P. Lovecraft novel happening at Cole's house. That's, believe me, I got a tackle box full of heads. I can't say anything different. So, all right, join us next week for more Hey Kids Comics. Say goodnight,
Cole. Which is a duffel bag.
I need eight heads in there. Eight heads of Joe Pesci.
But with that that little bit of Pesciness, how
Pesci? Do I mute you? Bye. Say bye.
Good night, everybody. Good night.